Time is just coming up to 12 midday, and we'll have, as promised, the Sonic Independent Radio. That's the Sonic Independent Radio, F4C Ireland programme, happening right here on Capital for you this morning. And as I said, hopefully you'll be able to receive it loud and clear, and it can also be heard on medium wave on 228 metres. That's 228 metres, 13-14 kilohertz, and that's in the medium wave band, 228 metres, 13-14 kilohertz. And you'll be more than likely, if you're along the east coast of England, be able to hear that particular programme nice and clearly there. The Sonic Independent Radio programme, the F4C Ireland show, presented by Rick Davenport. That's Rick Davenport, the F4C Ireland show on Sonic Independent Radio. Right now, though, we'll leave you with some nice instrumental music, and we'll be back after the F4C show, which will be finishing up on the shortwave relay at about 12:45 this afternoon at the F4C, finishing at about 12:45 here on Capital Radio. And right now we're switching over to the F4C show. We'll leave you with some music for a minute or two till we get our link up sorted out, and then we'll have the F4C show, right? Don't forget the mailing address if you're interested in writing to Capital Radio, care of North Street, Swords in County Dublin. That's North Street, Swords, S-W-O-R-D-S, Swords, County Dublin, and that's in Ireland. Right now we go over to Sonic Independent Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
She does is magic.
Ah!
and the current single, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, from the latest album of theirs, Ghosts in the Machine. 7 minutes after midday, and I believe now getting straight into the F4C Ireland programme. Rick, you have some independent radio news for us there, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, not actually independent radio. BBC has unveiled its proposed plans for its network national, regional and local radio services for the 1980s. At a Board of Governors meeting on July 2nd, the following recommendations were approved. A, to improve portable and car radio reception and to reduce the number of VHF coverage gaps. B, to seek government approval for a separate VHF outlet for Radio 1. And C, to set up new local radio stations at the rate of 3 per year. And to continue to develop a number of smaller opt-out stations in the national regions as resources permit. And D, to encourage experimentation with the development of local services, including shared programming, until such time as a planned reduction in network output can be implemented. And E, that a decision on the possible restructuring of network radio for the 1990s be postponed until the present development plans are completed. The board also decided that the question of whether to construct a new broadcasting centre in Inner London should be considered separately. The practical results of these recommendations will see all the existing BBC VHF transmitters being re-engineered to broadcast with slant polarisation, that is, both horizontal and vertical polarisation, something we have done here at Sonic. The building of approximately 100 new VHF transmitters to cover gaps in the existing VHF transmitter network, and the relocation of national regional radio so that Radio 4 programmes can be transmitted on VHF throughout the UK. Additionally, if these proposals were implemented, Radio 1 would be given a separate VHF channel. These proposals will not, however, involve the BBC in any changes in the long-wave or medium-wave transmissions. While a number of the BBC's proposals are conditional upon the outcome of forthcoming international VHF planning conferences scheduled for 1982 and 1984, the BBC hopes that the VHF band will be replanned such that four BBC National UK services will be available in sub-bands 2.8 MHz wide. There will be BBC local and regional sub-band 3 MHz wide and an ILR sub-band 3 MHz wide. There will also be an additional 2.8 MHz sub-band capable of carrying a further UK service, possibly for educational usage as in the US. That would give a waveband of 88 to 104 megahertz, an extra 4 megahertz on the present VHF bands in England, which currently end at 100 megahertz. A technical development which complements the above recommendations is a BBC design system called Radio Data. This system, which utilises a data signal transmitted from a VHF transmitter, allows receivers equipped with the necessary microprocessor and ancillary electronic display to indicate in LED readout form which station a listener is tuned to, i.e. the frequency will come up at 95.3 MHz, etc. BBC Radio 4 will be typed out in LED and the programme, such as The Archers. Other options available with the system include display of wavelength, the display of programme and music titles, i.e. The Archers or Sports Wide, or even sports scores while the actual transmission is in progress, such as a United versus City match, United 2, City 2, so as you can join at any stage and know what the score is. The capability of automatic station search or retuning when car users move from one frequency area to another, i.e. if you move from one area to another, your radio will automatically retune to the strongest VHF carrying that station. Plus the ability to tune to pre-selected programs when these are broadcast. Your radio will automatically tune in to a pre-tuned program. Although the system is still experimental, details of the system are available from the BBC in the research department report BBC RD 1981-4. That's report number 4, 1981 from BBC. That's available now. So if you're into all the technical data and the BBC radio plans for the next couple of years, you can always write to the BBC.
Oh, wow. Great stuff there. Well, I'd say something, some sort of machinery like that. It's going to be very expensive when you're talking about receivers and things.
Yeah, well, they actually have an artist's impression of a synthesized receiver. It looks very like an FM receiver, apart from a very long LED readout at the end. And you can just see that it shows a BBC Radio 4 program, The Archers. It gives you a readout on what you're actually tuning into. Very handy for people who can't distinguish immediately what they're tuning into.
Yeah. And is that something that they've been trying to develop for years, or, you know, have they just sort of hidden the idea now? Or?
Well, I think they've been working on it, and now they realise that it's within reach.
Yeah, I see. Fair enough. So that's something that the BBC have developed, is that right?
It is indeed.
Yeah. And do you ever think it might come over here?
Well, I don't know. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Would always. Take a couple of years, I'd say, anyway.
More news from England, ILR stations, new ILR stations, and lots of other things. few moments' time. Right now, if you're with us, I can know. When first I saw the love light in your eyes, not so shy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed of what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved.
The Furies and Davy Arthur and When You Were Sweet 16.
Yes, very nice news. It's also the record which has been in the Irish charts for the longest time.
21 weeks?
Yes. What time is it there, Steve?
It's 15 and a half past midday, Central European time or something like that, I don't know.
GMT. Oh. And you're listening to the FRC Ireland programme, Ireland's one and only at the moment, on Sonic Independent Radio, being relayed on the shortwave, courtesy of Capital Radio International on 6268 kHz and Westside Radio on 6280 kHz. Reception reports are welcome at P.O. Box 17, that's P.O. Box 17, Dunleary, D-U-N-L-A-O-G-H-A-I-R-E, Dunleary in Dublin, Ireland. And that's for any of our medium wave or shortwave reception reports. Love to hear from you, especially if you have some free radio news. Well, not quite free radio, but some independent local radio news from Britain. Two new ILR stations have just gone on air on the 28th and the 29th of October. ILR stations have become operational. Radio Air, serving Leeds and West Yorkshire, which went on air on September 1st, and Central Radio, which serves the Leicester area, following on September 7th. The IBA has invited applications for ILR franchises for a further two areas. These are for the Guildford area and for Stoke-on-Trent. The Guildford franchise is one of the three remaining areas with 15 stations authorised by the Home Secretary in Britain in November 1979. Those for East Kent and Barnsley still await invitation. While the Stoke-on-Trent franchise is the first of the third phase of ILR stations approved by the Home Secretary in July of this year. As part of its continuing programme of improving its transmitter network, the IBA has completed its new computer-based Regional Operations Centre, ROCs, at St Hilary near Cardiff in Wales. The new ROC supervises all ITV and ILR transmitters in Wales, the west of England and south-west England. The opening of this new centre means that some 500 transmitting stations in England, Wales and Channel Isles are now supervised from just three centres: Croydon near London, Emily Moore in West Yorkshire and St Hilary in Wales. Another ROC is currently under construction at Blackhill near Glasgow. The latter centre will supervise all transmitting stations in Scotland, Northern Ireland, the Isle of Man and a number of stations on the England-Scotland border. In addition, the original Croydon Regional Operations Control Centre is to be rebuilt next year to the same standards as the rest. So for four centres, all the independent transmitters in Britain will be controlled.
Wow, I see. Great stuff. So certainly a lot of things happening there in the radio scene over in Britain. And, well, about this independent radio network, are you well up in it at all, Rick? Or have you got a clue at all?
The independent radio network for Dublin.
Yeah.
Well, the situation at the moment is that the Big G and ARD have definitely joined in. KLO are about to, and we ourselves have been offered the Southside franchise.
Yeah.
The directors are present discussing it and will be announcing our decision in the very near future.
Well, did you listen to Eamon Cook last week?
I did indeed.
Okay. Did you ever mention it?
I'm coming up to half 12. I'll have some local news, and I was going to say thank you to Eamon, but I'll say it now. A big thank you to Eamon, as always, one of our most respected people here in Dublin. And thank you for mentioning our slight problems. It appears to be cleared up now, and there'll be more about that at half past 12.
Okay, so that's half 12. What time does the FOC end today, seeing as it started a bit late?
Well, it's at a quarter to one today,
so we've
got a quarter to one on the shortwave transmitters today.
Okay, so around about 11 minutes and we get into this radio news bit, okay?
You're listening to the combined broadcasts of Dunleary Community Radio and Sonic Independent Radio on 228 metres and 297 metres on the medium wave band.
Legendary show.
there with one called Brass and Pocket. Now Rick has one of the millions of reception reports that came in.
It's actually a very interesting and informative letter from Ian Little of 100 Castle Avenue, Clontarf in Dublin 3. Says, dear sir, I enjoyed listening to the Sonic Airport of the Ireland show. I found it to be very informative and the music was also excellent. Thank you, Steve, musical director. I decided to enter the competition for October 18th, featuring 8 or so London FM pirates. Here are my answers. 1 London FM 94 megs, Radio Veronica 96.3, Santa Sound Radio 222 metres medium wave, Parkside Radio 92.6 FM, Radio Atlantis 212 metres medium wave, and Nocturne Radio 94.4. And you're all correct. I'm sorry, Ian, you didn't win that. We announced that last week, the week before, we announced the winners of that competition. Incidentally, if you're waiting for your 4 album set from the Radio Caroline story, there's been some delay in the East Anglia production. I'm sure people like Tom Hardy know all about that. P.S. I would be very pleased if you could send me any station information about Sonic Independent Radio, including output, power, etc. So we'll send you all the details, anyone who wants to write in. You don't have to be a reception board. If you want information on the station, well, just give it a drop of the line, and then we'll send you out what we have. It says, I also have some radio news. On Sunday night, October 18th, I listened to a test broadcast from a station calling itself Metro Radio. The frequency was 107 MHz FM, and I believe that this is a new Irish pirate station. I know that there is a station called Metro Radio in Newcastle, England, but the DJ's voice is not in Newcastle accent. The broadcast consisted of about 50 or so tracks. It must be quite interesting to listen to. This is for 50 or so tracks, and it was interrupted about halfway through by a voice testing the microphone, saying this is a test transmission from Radio Metro, Metro Radio 107 FM. Signal was about 7 on my scale of 10. The audibility was very good. I wonder if you have heard about this station. Well, on Metro Radio, I think we know a little bit.
You don't happen to know anybody connected with it, Rick?
It's been known by one or two people around here to me.
Not looking at anybody in particular.
Metro Radio, of course, is a very good friend. Right? They have a new studio in Dunleary, which we'll be making a lot of use of. More news about that station news at about 20 to 1. I'll just leave it at that. During the FRC program, which I heard you mention, the Pirate TV station, I received the Pirate TV station on a number of occasions. You named it Channel 3 TV, but I watched Channel D twice. On both occasions, the program shown was about various activities, theatre, charity groups, music and fashion, taking place in Dublin. The picture was very clear, but a little too bright. On the second occasion, ads were shown at intervals. So thank you to Ian Little for lots of news and a very nice chat there. And do drop the line again. We'll send you station information as soon as possible. And that's Ian Little of Clontarf in Dublin 3. Now, what else have you got here?
And while Rick's searching through all the millions of letters, I give you the address. It's Sonic Independent Radio, or the FRC Ireland programme. Sonic Independent Radio, care of PO Box 17, Dunleary, County Dublin, and that, of course, is in Ireland. And nice to get a letter from somebody in Dublin for a change, rather than the all international listeners. So I think he's picked up another one now and he's ready to give it to you.
Yes. This actually comes from 130 Uxbridge Road, Hanworth, Middlesex, in England. And says, dear Sonic, I heard Rick Davenport speaking on Radio Zodiac in London on the 20th of the 9th, 1981. I would like to know more about Sonic Independent Radio, as I have been listening to pirate radio since 1964. Please send me some information over there. That's 8P Copham in Uxbridge Road, Hanworth, Middlesex, in England. And of course, that was when I was in Zodiac and Elmore, London Music Radio, over there in London. We did a couple of interviews. Get quite an amount of response to that. People asking us for station information. And we'll be replying to you all in the near future as well. I think we have a reception report, and I'll give this to you to read out.
Oh, no.
I like laughing.
Here we go. Yes, he never puts me on spot or anything. He's always, he just hands it to me just like that. This is live radio, folks, and it says, hello. First of all, I must say that I'm sorry about the delay of this report of reception, but I didn't know your station address until now. I listened to Sonic Independent Radio on your night broadcasting details. The day was the 2nd of August 1981, and it was a Sunday. The time was 1 to 135 GMT, and the frequency 1314 kilohertz on medium wave and 225 metres, 228, what, 3 metres. The SIMPO was 44433, and the receiver was an ASA home radio, about 1962. It was built with 8 tubes. The antenna was a Windom type, I think, much like L antenna. Is that the right, Rick? Yes. He knows all this technical stuff more than I do. Anyway, the reception was overall very or quite good. Lately I haven't heard your station, but you said many times in the programme your telephone number for Europe was 353-180-4509. And the records which I heard were such ones as The Jacksons' Walk Right Now, Cool and the Gang Celebration, Sheena Easton for Your Eyes Only, One by Mud, Tiger Feet, Spandau Ballet, and he doesn't quite know which one he heard there. And he gives the times as well, and I'm sure Rick can verify them as all being quite correct. The music was good pop music, and it was nice to listen to it, but more heavy rock on the programmes. Oh, not another one of these guys into metal. Anyway, because of the best music, I like it most. Oh, that's your opinion. Some facts about me. I'm 17 years old, and I'm in school still. My hobbies are pop music listening, mainly heavy rock, TV watching, and of course DX listening, especially pirate station listening, to such stations as those in Finland and Sweden. I started DX listening in February of 1980, and I sent my first reception report to Swine Radio, a Finnish pirate station run by a lot of pigs. Sonic is the first station from Ireland which I've heard, and I've enclosed here a couple of IRCs, and I hope you will send me your verification card or something else, what you will have. Thank you, and that's yours sincerely, Iseth Lane or something. And I'm not going to try and pronounce this, but it's somewhere in Finland. We have the address here. It's a bit complicated, though. So that's from some guy in Finland, and thanks very much indeed for sending that in. And of course,
can I pop in a shortwave on that? It comes from an old friend, Morris Walker, of 57 Summerfield Avenue, Hurst Green, Hallowstone, West Midlands, 6629NW in England. And says, dear radio friend, please find and close the reception report for part of this morning's relay programs via Westside Radio International. I'd be most pleased if you could confirm the report, if correct, with your station QSL. I also understand that your station has been carrying out tests or is about to on various other frequencies in the 25 and 49 meter bands. Details of these tests would be most welcome. I'll let you know all about that a little bit. Well, I'll write to you, Morris, to tell you all about that. That's very long term at the moment. The actual report goes frequency 6280 kHz in the 48 meter shortwave band. Language English, receiver Grundig satellite 3400. The antenna was just the inbuilt telescopic rod. So that, and he picked it up at a simple 34444. Very good news. Program details all correct from last week when we didn't quite get our FOC across due to a technical hitch in the studio here. But he was listening, and he had all the program details correct. And yes, all wired up. He listened for over an hour. So thank you, Morris. He's passing this on to Prince Terry at Westside. I'm sure Terry will send you his reception, his QSL, and all sorts of lovely things like that. I think we move on with a piece of music to do.
My Johnny.
Upstage, Stuart and Barbara Gascombe there, and it's my party, and at the moment you've all been waiting for, folks, the FOR, the, should I say, the Free Radio News. Okay, go ahead, Rick.
Dublin's latest free radio project, Bayside Radio, is expected to commence tests shortly on 99 MHz FM from its high-powered stereo transmitters, which have recently been installed in the Cliff Castle Hotel in Dalkey. The transmitter's output is claimed to be in the region of 8.6 kilowatts ERP. A technical spokesman for the station says, and I quote, "The stereo signal will be extremely over the top, and the sound will be reinforced by the most expensive dynamics processing equipment in the Republic to date." The station also has an AM transmitter, rumoured to have a power of 10 kilowatts. The wavelength to be used will be between 400 and 500 metres, but has not yet been announced. Bayside Radio, with its commercially built professional transmitters and 120-foot lattice antenna, coupled with its clutter-free, adult-orientated contemporary programme format and American jingles, will probably prove to be one of the most interesting radio developments of the decade. And now to more mundane matters. Dublin Community Radio moved to Gardiner Square recently and now shares offices with Northside News, a paper set up, as we will know, by Bernard Llewellyn, who was, of course, the brains behind ARD in its most successful stages a couple of years ago. Technical details include broadcasting on a directional antenna, 102 MHz stereo, to the Crofton Airport Hotel, where the AM rig is now situated. And Diamond Radio, relieved no doubt that Southside Radio are no longer operating on a frequency of 192 metres. Diamond Radio report the recent presence of two would-be crystal salesmen from the Southside, who offer them vast amounts to accept off-channel crystals. Needless to say, our two heroes were told to vacate the premises and take their merchandise elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Eamon Cook as well for mentioning interference problems. They seem to have been cleared up anyway, Eamon. And thanks to Louise for turning off the offending 104 MHz FLTX last week. But there was no need to turn off all three. Notice the 192 meters hasn't reappeared, but you might have lost a few potential crystal buyers on the north side. Now, back on the subject of the south side, the insidious Crispian Soggy St. John is rumoured to be looking for lucrative employment at a radio station somewhere in the Sallynoggin area. Crispian, as most informed anoraks will already know, possesses the dubious distinction of having been sacked from just about every commercial radio station this side of Bangkok.
Speaking
of disc jockeys, two new disc jockeys, Cecil Burke, who joins us from the Voice of Botswana, and Freddie Bogthrush, who, as anoraks will know, is one of Western Europe's most famous broadcasters, having previously worked with the Voice of Free Bulgaria, Radio Tropical Andorras, and of course 266 Music Radio Grueltorp, will be starting programming from tomorrow, right here on your favourite local radio station.
Well, what did you say about them again, Freddie? What?
Freddie Bogthrush and Cecil Burke.
And what was the station they were on?
The Voice of Botswana.
Oh my God, don't you know? I don't thought Sonic was bad enough. Well, the name, I know it's a great name.
Station news in just a moment.
Okay.
Love that way, but now it's just another show.
songs there from 1974 and one called From Both Sides Now. And would you believe that time's flying so quickly we've only got about 5 minutes left?
Yes, and before we go anywhere, Steve, can you give the address?
Oh, I can't quite think. It's the FRC Ireland programme, Sonic Independent Radio, care of PO Box 1717, Dunleary in County Dublin, here in Ireland, of course.
And of course, station news. Well, you may notice from tomorrow a lot of heavy compression on the signal and very good signal processing, and thanks to our engineers for arranging that. And a new programme schedule will also be coming into operation during the week. It will be from 6 to 9, myself in the breakfast programme, 9 to 12, John Martin, 12 to 3, Cecil Burke, 6 to 9, Freddie Bogstrush, and Mysterious Press. And from, that's from 3 to 6, and from 6 to 9 is yet to be announced. We will also be going under a new format and a new name, so lots of things happening down here.
And will the name be announced, or will you just have to tune in tomorrow?
Well, tune in and find out. But I tell you what, it's going to sound really great on Twitch over the next couple of weeks.
I see. Where'd I hear something like that before? I don't know. Okay, then. So that's a new name and, well, a new format. You don't know if the weekend schedule is going to be changed yet, do you?
Well, we will be having a look at the weekend schedule. The relay from Dunleary will, of course, be in operation. We've had an operation there on two mornings this week. It seems to be working out quite well. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everyone at Metro Radio for having us out there. One last reception report, we just throw it in before we go. It says, dear radio friends, what a big surprise finding your station on the bands. I had no idea of your existence before and had to look for quite a long time in DX magazines before I found your address. I had to phone a DXer to find your address. I hope you will want to answer my reception report. Of course, we love to answer reception reports. Your music choice was very good and I really enjoyed the Beatles melody. At 3 o'clock GMT, reception was impossible because of interference from a Romanian station. Best wishes from Sweden. And that comes in from, well, he signed his name and very, very hard. Oh, yes, here it is. Bjorn Franzen of Lund, Vastergy in Visby in Sweden. S6214, they're going to post the codes. And it's reception report from 13-14 kilohertz from 2 until 3 o'clock GMT. Simple 45444. One of our best ever. I'm very, very pleased about that. All the details are correct. And it varied to barely audible at 3 o'clock because of a Romanian station. He says he's 38 years old, as a special education teacher. His antenna is a long wire, 120 meters long, and his receiver is National Panasonic. So that's from Bjorn Franzen in Sweden. And if you have a reception report, well, do drop the line. PO Box 17, Glenageary, County Dublin. We'd like to thank our shortwave relays this morning on 6280 kHz, Westside Radio, thank you, Prince Terry. And thanks to Aidan at Capital Radio International on 6268 kHz. And incidentally, Capital could very soon be changing to 6291 kHz. And they're all in and around the 48-49 metre bands. So we look forward to our new shortwave relays on 6291. And various other things. If you reception report for shortwaves, you can reply directly to us and we will pass them on.
Well, I was sorry we didn't have more time to get through all the hundreds of reception reports, but maybe we'll fit some of them in next week. Now, Rick, next week, what time do we start at?
Well, next week, it's debatable. It'll be either 11:30 or 12:00. It all depends on the shortwave and propagation conditions and things like that, but we'll let you know during the week. We have some nice things lined up, including lots of air checks from the Voice of Peace, the peace ship out there in the Mediterranean, and some of the history of the peace ship. Special guests. And what we're trying to organise at the moment is an old FRC, old Xanarex get-together. So anyone who's ever done an FRC in around Ireland, we hope to get some of them together in the next couple of weeks. We'll do a bit of a special show.
Yeah, look forward to that. So great stuff. So, well, Rick's got home on his bike now. See you, Rick.
Bye.
And he'll be back, of course, next week, as he said, at 11:30 or around 12, maybe half 1 o'clock. You never know who's going. Depending on if he's at any parties the previous night, like he was.
Anorak sessions only.
Okay. Here's the Four Tops and the Current 45.
I care when she was my girl. Oh.